This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
The build-proof kit is coming from Aero Precision. It got shipped today. I don't know if I'm even going to have the time to consider doing this, but sometime next week we should actually try to build this gun, which that might be sort of a video comedy. We'll see. Not because of the gun parts, though. It'll be because of me. That's why we're calling it the build-proof project. If you're looking to add to the DNA, because if you have an AR-15, you probably already have some Aero Precision DNA. Well, go to AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Why don't you? Okay. So, wasn't here yesterday. Let me tell you what's been going on. Now, some of you already sort of know. I have been living in this house that I rent. I've decided to rent because of something that happened with a house I owned. So I've just decided to rent. And this house is that I'm living in at this moment is a mold motel. And we had plans to move to another house, and those fell through. And we found another place to go. And we are going. Now, my move-in date is April the 1st. And this is not April Fool's. I'm not doing any April Fool's here or not. But my goal is to try to move the studio there. And I'm going to have to look at the calendar. I'm going to try to move the studio in its entirety to this new location and get everything set up and do a successful sound check there. And then hopefully not miss too much time. But around the end of this month, maybe the week before the end of the month and sometime after the first of the month, I may be not here again. And that's because I'm moving someplace where I won't have mold affecting my compromised lungs. I have compromised lungs because apparently I went through the kickboxing time and then the military time and then 20 years in the route delivery business. And now this, completely with asthma without ever knowing it, two heart attacks, one that almost put me down. And and since SHOT Show, and this is the reason where the sense of urgency comes in. Since SHOT Show, and since I've been dieting, I feel normal. And I can't tell you how much I would have paid to feel normal this time last year, because I was in a bad way. And I wasn't concerned because I realized that this was temporary. But breathing in mold is bad for you. It hasn't affected the rest of my family yet because the rest of my family doesn't have the lung problems that I have. But I'm not going to stay here any longer than I have to get them out of it as well, because nobody should have to go through what I'm going through. But that's what's going on. So when it's not about me being sick or hurt now. It's more about me making preparations to get away. Now, my ideal thing that's going to happen between now and then is that between now and then, I'm not going to, since we made the deal, I'm not going to have any more need to not be here. Unless it's a holiday or unless something happens with Genesis, which, you know, if that happens, then that happens. You know, this is the reality of syndicated radio. If I was at a radio station, this would not be happening because I'd have backup generators and all this other stuff. I have a home studio here, and I'm going to have a better home studio where I'm going because I've already looked at it. I've already mapped it out. I'm going to have both a video center and an audio center, and I may have multiple video shooting spots, and some the equipment's going to change a little bit for the audio part of it. And I'm even thinking about doing a video stream again. I don't know why anybody wants a video stream of a radio show, but I'm thinking about it. I put it out on Facebook today. Would you guys like a video stream? And I've gotten a lot of people saying yes. I've had a lot of people saying, well, that you can do it this way or that way. I'm not going to do it unless I can do it the right way, which is it's got to have all the audio coming from Genesis, from me, going into the video stream. And if I can't have it that way, I just won't have one. Very simple. Very simple thing. It's a radio show, after all. I don't know that they're supposed to be watched. But for all of you, I got a couple of texts last night that I'm good. As a matter of fact, I haven't been this good in 2 years. I can walk now. I can run a little bit now. And I don't have this debilitating dropping down, can't hardly breathe thing happening anymore. I don't know what happened besides the dieting. I spent a week in Las Vegas at SHOT Show, where it's very dry there. But I mean, that was more than a month ago. So it has carried over. I have gotten the sniffles a little bit, but that has more to do with I have allergies, and here in the South, if the sun shines for 5 minutes, the trees and everything, the blooms go, it's springtime, and they bloom, and I'm allergic to them. So what I have going on right now is a lot different from what I had going on a year ago. So I'm very eagerly anticipating getting out of this place. It has served its purpose, but it's been a ride. Gosh, it's been a ride, and it hasn't been a fun ride at all. So I'm looking forward to getting out of this place, and I've got so many projects lined up. And the biggest problem I've had with these projects is just not feeling good enough to do them. And all of that comes to an end. What is it? The 5th. So in less than a month, I'm out of here, and I can push this the way I've been meaning to push it, been wanting to push it. You know, you get to a certain level and you say, okay, this is where you turn on, this is where you accelerate, and I haven't been able to. I have not been able to. So, well, for all of you that have sent, well, all right, why aren't you there? Why is it another rerun? Thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate the concern, but I'm good. I am good to go. And very shortly, I'm going to get better. Very shortly, I am going to get better. And we're going to see how much of the hype I can live up to. I was in talks today about one of the new projects we got coming up. And I'd like to know, people should email me and let them, billatlockandloadradio.com, LOCKNLOAD radio. I'm thinking about shooting video for YouTube, and instead of doing like your regular normal video review, doing a little bit of fiction and bringing a little bit of production value to it. And to that end, I've got a music video videographer. I've got a bunch of stunt guys from a martial arts academy, and I've got a theater that's going to help me with a few things as far as possibly acting. And we're going to try to shoot one of these things and see how well this goes. What do you think of that? Because with YouTube, they won't kick you off for making a video that is fiction. They won't kick you off for making a video that is fiction. So will it be a full representation and a true review of the gun? No. And I'll make a video like that. But will it be something else to watch that is entertaining, that shows off certain aspects of these particular weapons? Yeah, it will to a certain degree. So to that end, just like they do when they condition us to get used to bad things happening, I'm going to try to condition them to getting used to good things happening. So that's my thought process with that. That's my thought process. Anyway. That was my PSA. Now everybody should be up to speed. When we get back, the rant kicks off. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And you're going to get to see. I'm going to show you the parts. I'm going to show you the finished product. And you're going to get to see the process as it goes along. To a degree. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, let me ask you a question. Who are the people that actually believe that Donald Trump thinks that Kim Jong-un is some cool dude? Who's the person that imagines that Donald Trump really believes that the roly-poly mass murderer had nothing to do with Otto Warmbier? But if you listen to the elite and their panting puppy media, you would get the distinct impression that Trump actually considers this clown to be a pal. And this raises a very interesting question, an important one. Is the elite itself transcendentally dumb, or do they imagine us, normal people, are so unfathomably dense as to be able to conceive that maybe Donald Trump's flattery of a sketchy guy who has nuclear weapons hanging over the heads of 28,000 Americans, not to mention, you know, the tens of millions of our South Korean and Japanese allies, might not have been totally sincere? Could it be that perhaps, and I'm just speculating, I'm just spitballing, that maybe a successful New York real estate developer, who these very same geniuses have been screeching about being a liar for nearly 4 years, might not be totally honest about his true feelings toward the pudgy freak he is negotiating with? Could that be it? Nah. He's got to love KJU. And that's the ticket, you know? So either the elite is stupid, or it thinks we're stupid. And you can call this the new, you know, I've said a long time we live in the new normal. We can call this the new obtusiveness. This willful refusal to attribute to some sort of statement or position or policy the most obvious intent. And, of course, instead to deliberately fold and spindle and mutilate it into something unreasonable. Very unlikely and unrecognizable that conforms to the leftist elite narrative. The new obtusiveness is a tool to shut us up by removing the possibility of rational discussion and thereby allow the ruling class narrative to exist totally unchallenged. You cannot debate anything if the other side consciously refuses to recognize your argument. So, of course, if you eliminate rational debate, that's only a short-term solution to the elite's problem. Its problem being that its own manifest greed and power lust and incompetence has made us normals hate it with a seething fury. In the long term, this righteous fury will eventually explode. The point is how they try to silence us, and they all do it. Leftists do it. Their slobberingly submissive media minions do it, and of course the Frito-Cons do it. The new obtusiveness is everywhere, but Trump is the biggest target, not only in the context of North Korea, in everything. How about the Russians? Could Trump's refusal to say nasty things in front of Putin be an indicator that he's Putin's puppet? Or perhaps, just perhaps now, that insulting the guy beside you at a Helsinki press conference might not be the best way to make diplomatic progress. I don't know. And the questions directed at Trump at these conferences are intended to do just that, to make a scene. So when Trump doesn't play along and take the media's agenda, they decide to create an uncomfortable rift right there on live camera. So instead of pursuing Trump's own agenda, so, you know, let's make diplomatic progress, the new obtusiveness demands that Trump's obvious refusal to play along be construed as siding with the dictators. Trump has no moral obligation to torpedo the slow but steady and real progress that he's made with the Norks towards avoiding a war that would send tens of thousands of American soldiers home in boxes simply because the media wants a gotcha moment on camera. Diplomacy is not a pretty thing sometimes, and it must pain the Warren Beer family, but there are tens of thousands of American lives at stake, and if Trump is willing to swallow hard and say what he must to save them, well, that's a good commander-in-chief. But the new obtusiveness is not exactly that new. We've seen it from day one of the Trump campaign when he came down the escalator and dared to speak, you know, like truth about illegal aliens. He stated the facts. Our open borders let in hordes of illegal alien criminals who push drugs and rape people and kill American citizens. He did not say all illegal aliens are violent criminals, though all of them are criminals, because it's a crime to be here illegally. And no fair, reasonable interpretation of his remarks could come to that conclusion. But the new obtusiveness is not about being fair or reasonable. It's about creating and nurturing a bogus spin. So here, the thought process is this. Trump dared to point out obvious truths about the flood of illegal immigration that we wholeheartedly support as a means to replace you unruly American electorates. So let's frame these truths as racist by misrepresenting a statement, and then people will pay attention to that and not to the truths we cannot allow to be spoken. Trump is actually a victim, the big prominent one, but all conservatives out there in the arena get it too. Like Candace Owens, young black conservative activist who was upset so many people, or she has upset many people by being popular and effective. Envy has a really ugly look, and even with a conservatism tint. So she was talking about nationalism, made a comment that included the word Hitler. And this is what she said. If Hitler just wanted to make Germany great and have things run well, okay, fine. And the garbage media, they decided to say one of Trump's most vocal black supporters seemed to defend Hitler in a recent speech. Where could you draw that conclusion about that statement from Candace Owens? And this is a rare instance where it is relevant that Ms. Owens is black. Is any way of a fan of Adolf Hitler? There is no such universe, even in the one where Spock has a beard. There's no such universe. So here's the question. Is the elite so stupid as to buy into this nonsense, or do they really think that we're so stupid that we will? I suspect, based upon the way they pursue their agenda, that the answer is they think that we're so stupid that we will buy into what they have to say. All we have to do is just not buy into it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump has a message for veterans.
Our mission is to mobilize every level of American society to save the lives of our great veterans and support our heroes in need.
Today at the White House, the president signed an executive order that's meant to curb suicide among military veterans. The House is expected to vote on Wednesday on a resolution condemning anti-Semitism. This all stems from comments made by Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar, who said that pro-Israel groups are using political donations to influence U.S. policy in the Middle East. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise of Louisiana on the bill.
Everybody's entitled to their own beliefs, but if you want to sit on the Foreign Affairs Committee and objectively look at and help set the foreign policy of the United States of America, you shouldn't have anti-Semitic beliefs.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Sometimes I listen to the bump way too long. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
The Build Proof Project is about to happen. I don't know if I'm scared beyond all belief or if I'm looking forward to it. But one way or the other, before Friday of next week, I will build an AR-15 from scratch with parts. Great, and I'm very grateful to Aero Precision for providing this for me to show this to you. Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. This is the year. We've been in a two-year acceleration, but it seems like this year is really moving forward. This looks like the year of constitutional carry. One gun rights lobbyist in Iowa announced that this was a hot issue this year, even though an Iowa legislative committee had stalled on its passage. Constitutional carry is carrying a lot of weight this year. And there's a stigma that remains that it's dangerous or foolish to allow law-abiding citizens to carry a firearm, whether open or concealed, and without having to obtain a permit. Anti-gun activists have been firing off these arguments for decades, and they have poisoned the general consensus for a while. I saw this one joke from a new comic who talked about a city in Alaska. The name of it, I don't remember. And in the city, everyone carries a gun on their belt. And the audience started to laugh. Can you imagine walking down the street and your neighbor greets you with, "Hey, how you doing?" And then the comedian made the hold-up gesture with his hand, you know. So funny. But is it true? Does a reduction in state gun restrictions lead to such hapless, irresponsible conduct? I remember watching a video about racism in America. In one dramatization, two people of apparently different races start arguing at a restaurant. One of them flew into a rage, took out his gun, and shot the other one dead. The implicit message there, guns are scary, concealed carry is dangerous, angry people will take out their guns and shoot people. But is this what really happens with reduction in regulations and the removal of the gun permitting process? Well, no. In short, in fact, when states allow law-abiding citizens to exercise their rights in full, there's actually less crime to contend with. There are plenty of studies that, debunk the argument that easing firearm requirements, too, will lead to more bloodshed in the streets. And another set of studies affirms the conclusion that with more guns, there is actually truly less crime. Besides, California has some of the most restrictive gun laws in the country, yet has witnessed some unprecedented mass rampage killings recently. Another blue state, Illinois, delayed enacting a concealed carry permit process until a federal court ordered the state to do so. And following the passage of a concealed carry permit process, the state is still may issue instead of shall issue. The crime rates have declined. But, you know, go check out the differences between Texas gun rights and California gun control. In spite of the national contentions and concerns about the Second Amendment, this year is turning into the year of carrying constitutionally, and it couldn't come at a more momentous necessary time. In South Dakota, the home of Boyd's Gun Stocks, former Congressman, now newly elected Governor Kristi Noem turned her state into the 14th one to allow for the full exercise of the Second Amendment without requiring a permit. Despite some concerns from conservative activists because the leftist Chamber of Commerce elected more of their rhino candidates, Oklahoma just passed constitutional carry. That was the first bill signed into law by newly elected Governor Kevin Stitt. Kentucky is about to become the 16th state since to, you know, with a constitution carry bill. Filed in early February, that's headed to Governor Matt Bevin's desk next week. In fact, that bill shot through the Kentucky state legislature really quickly. So as of now, Iowa, Alabama, Georgia, Texas, Ohio, and now, they say my state, South Carolina, are considering constitutional carry bills too. Why are we as fired up as we are about this? Vermont's been constitutional carry since their founding. Two centuries passed before Alaska, and then Arizona enacted their law. So why are so many states now seeking to enhance the individual right to keep and bear arms in their response to other states? And consider what's happened in the last 2 years. You had a populist conservative that was elected president and a determined promise to enhance gun rights. Supposedly had a sympathetic Congress to work with, but, you know, finally in 2017, Paul Ryan finally allowed an up-and-down vote on Hudson's National Reciprocity Bill for concealed carry permits, and the legislation stalled in the U.S. Senate. Then in 2018... Trump allowed the ATF to issue an unconstitutional bump stock ban, and the gun-grabbing Democrats took over the House, and now's the time for expanding gun rights for law-abiding citizens before it's too late. Now, besides the sluggish federal government, what else has stymied constitutional carry up to now? Well, law enforcement agencies have opposed this reform because of concerns about their safety in traffic. That's item number one. Item number two, police departments fear losing money, which they gain from the permitting process. Number three, progressives never waver in their pursuit of political power. Socialists are increasing, but for their cause to succeed, they have to neuter the right to keep and bear arms, because before the Soviet Union and Cuba and Venezuela went full commie, their leaders confiscated the guns. Number four, corporate interests have discouraged constitutional carry in a number of states because of progressive nonprofits. Think about the inordinate interest with which March for Our Lives is brandished. But despite this, more grassroots Second Amendment advocacy groups, and thus the states themselves, have stepped up their push for constitutional carry. even in blue states like Colorado, New Mexico, Illinois, where the state legislatures have eyed red flag laws and gun registries. Interestingly enough, county boards are declaring themselves Second Amendment sanctuaries now. These local boards are directing law enforcement officials to ignore onerous gun control legislation coming from their respective state houses. So if two more states go full constitutional, maybe a new field of congressmen will follow and restore the Second Amendment franchise to all citizens at the federal level. This is very important what is happening now, because if we have 16 states that allow constitutional carry, if they're saying you don't even have to have a permit, you don't even have to have our permission to carry a gun, what does that do if they decide to confiscate guns, which would be, as I've said many times, a fool's errand? That would be a fool's errand to undertake. But, they talk about it on a regular basis. That's what the red flag order is, to get us used to having guns confiscated in a newsworthy way. They're just like the kiosk that you go check out at, if you'll go check yourself out, you can get out of the store faster than having to wait in this line for our cashier to check you out. But the translation is, if you check yourself out, that enhances our man hours, money per man hour. So actually, we're not going to give you a discount. You have to pay just as much, and we want you to check yourself out. All that's doing is conditioning you to that. And red flag orders, red flag protection orders, gun violence restraining orders, whatever you want to call them, extreme risk protection orders, these are all designed to get you conditioned to seeing guns confiscated. And that would actually mean that we would have, in those states where you don't have to have a permit to carry, that would be a big, gigantic roadblock to their end goal. Do not kid yourself about that one. We'll be right back, coming up on the last break. I really like that. I really like what's happening with that, but I digress. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Bill Proof, that is coming. I know a lot of you are out there going, you know, Bill, how many millions of people have built their own ARs? I'm sure countless. I've never built one, though. And I'm sure there's just as many people as have built them as have never built them. And I want to see what that's like. And I want to see what it's like by the using the parts that the people that make the best parts. That's what I want to see. So there comes Bill Proof, compliments of Aero Precision. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, mid-sized, double-column, 9mm pistols like the Glock 19, the Springfield Armory XD, Smith & Wesson M&P, the Walther PPQ, the H&K VP9, the SIG P320, and, of course, my favorite out of all of those, the CZ P10C and the whole P10 series et al., have enjoyed immense popularity among you operators out there for some time. All of these guns are 16 shooters, at least. They are designed for concealed carry, particularly for average to large-sized men. Then we have the advent of the compact single-column 9mm pistol like the Smith & Wesson M&P Shield, the Glock 43, the Carr PM9, the Walther PPS M2, and the new SIG P365. They have since emerged and are popular concealed carry options for the small statured, both genders, and the small-handed, both genders, and because, you know, and those are both sexes who dress stylishly, some by choice and some by necessity. For many, among the preceding, All double-column pistols are too fat to conceal comfortably and too fat to grip comfortably, even competently. And then there's the really compact single-column 380s like the Glock 42 and the Smith & Wesson EZ that have captured market share for these same reasons. But now we have a new category coming out, mid-size single-column 9mm pistols, such as the new Glock 48, the Honor Defense HG9 CLE, and the Car T9. One thing you'll notice about these is that most of these are striker-fired guns for the most part. These pistols are all flat, but they have a mid-length slide and full-length grip that are full of support, all fingers, even on big hands. And the G48 is an 11-shooter. The Honor Guard is a 9-shooter. The Car T9 is a 9-shooter. I've talked to people that have shot all three of these, carried all three of these, all smooth or reliable. You know, they are all smooth and reliable and slick and flat, and recoil is very mild. So all are small hand friendly, all are easily concealed and reduced printing, and all work well with ladies' handbags. The concealed carry handbag. Now, my advice is to try everything I just mentioned and get an idea of what fits your hands and your body size and your style of dress and general lifestyle best. Now, you're probably going to find that you're going to have different guns for different reasons if you're going to carry a gun all the time, because one gun rarely lends itself to all manners of dress. That is the problem. When you become a concealed carrier, you're sort of getting into a lifestyle, if you will. So, you know, with all the choices available, you don't have to look at an obvious mismatch, and you don't have to make the one work for you. Now, for those of you that are out there saying, well, Bill, what if I can only afford one gun? Well, then you need to choose wisely. You need to choose wisely. And that means, like I said, all the guns I just listed above, you need to go check them out. Not listed in this is the compact size. The compact guns, the Glock 26s, the new CZ P10S, which is a 12-shooter straight out of the box. Doesn't need any mag extensions or anything. Smith & Wesson Compact. There are a lot of guns out there that are suitable for this. And if you're not going to go the route that I do with striker-fired guns for the most part, which is, Ace Firearms, which is a more custom gun designed more, it seems like more designed for my grip angle that is optimal for me, then you need to look at these other offerings that are the primary manufacturers that are out there and figure it out. And I'll tell you why. Because we have entered the 2020 election season. And I predict that political violence will become more common, far more common and widespread than this nation has ever seen since the Civil War. We see it already. Now, the sage, or if you want, the wise people of our, of both genders and all sizes, are going to find a way to go armed continuously, no matter the venue, the hand size, or the style of dress. The sage will acquire concealed carry pistols, particularly among those mentioned, like I just talked about, that fit their size and lifestyle. The sage will become competent gunmen and gun or gun women with whatever they select through professional training and regular practice. Among the sage, going armed adequately and continuously now is no longer optional. Now, part of the problem that a lot of people have with guns is the gun myths. With the aid of the left-leaning Hollywood dramatists who have scant regard for the truth, an entire generation of Americans and Western Europeans have grown up believing preposterous myths that you've seen on screen more times than anybody can count. I feel sort of sorry for young people who for the first time beheld amorous friends of the opposite sex who are unclad, when their naively false expectations, gleaned from years of looking at glamorous models depicted in skin magazines, are shattered asunder. I suspect many are never quite the same afterward. And when viewers look in wonderment at the Hollywood phony rendition of violence, they're set up for an extremely unpleasant and dangerous surprise when they encounter genuine violence. Like the traumatic Seth sequence, when a person is struck with a bullet, particularly a handgun bullet, all kinds of behavioral changes can happen, and everything you can imagine probably has at one time or another. But outcomes like the person instantly exploding in a shower of sparks, or the person hurled into the air, usually with a triple gainer, or the person clutching his chest and then dramatically, agonizingly lecturing the shooter on the true meaning of life for at least 20 minutes, are all pretty unlikely, although shooting incidents are portrayed thusly with nauseating frequency. In reality, of all behavioral changes on the part of the shootee that you, as the shooter, may notice, the one most likely to occur is that the shootee will run away. That happens more by far than any other. Actually, after being struck with a bullet, the shootee is unlikely to do anything for at least a second or two. As the shooter, you'll thus have no way of knowing if you were successful or not, as you're unlikely to see. You're not going to see entry wounds or blood. When he does run away, which is a good outcome, he'll likely display no discernible discomfort in the short term. And none of this is particularly dramatic, so that is shunned by the TV dramatist. You can't sell cornflakes or acne medicine by portraying these people as they run away. Now, will you? Then there's the military snipers and the headshots. I love those. In domestic law enforcement, we train police snipers to shoot violent criminals in the brain case because ranges are commonly short and the circumstances are usually such that we want to achieve instant deanimation of the felon. Not so with military sniping. The military sniper, his job is to manufacture casualties, lots of them, preferably among the most essential of enemy combatants. So accordingly, with military sniping, ranges are longer, but the targets are bigger than the case with the police sniping. So, Or my favorite, the riders getting shot off their horses. That's always great. That's always great that a handgun can do that. So, all of that are examples of malicious warping of reality, commonly committed by the dramatists. And they annoy me the most. So, no one understands that nothing you see in the dramatic presentations on TV has the slightest connection with reality or truth. So expect violence. Don't be a victim of it. Back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results.
To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.